Oh, that's right. We are right back here at the convention, and I happen to find an anti-Trumper here. In fact, his name is Robbie Norwood, and he was sitting over there, and I was saying, you know, what's he got? He's got this badge about Trump being a loser, and I know a lot of people are going to be saying, and why are you talking to him? And I'm going to tell you why, because it has to do with our First Amendment. He can maybe give us some light on why he thinks. He is from Spartanburg. He's in mobile entertainment, so we're going to talk to him for just a few minutes, and then we are supposed to be talking to Henry McMaster, Lieutenant Governor. So, Robbie, how you doing here today?
I'm doing fine. What's your asking?
Absolutely. Now, in a nutshell, you're saying that the conservative movement, we are not going to be able to elect Donald Trump. And you are up here supporting some delegates that were not for Trump from South Carolina.
Correct.
And what is your reason? Why do you say this?
Well, my main focus was beating Hillary Clinton. And I studied every day. I worked for Keep the Promise Super PAC last year for Ted Cruz. I went and knocked on thousands of doors, made thousands of phone calls, because I knew that there was one candidate that had a chance of beating both Trump and Hillary. And because of the complicit media and because of social media and because of the influx of voters that ran after a reality TV candidate rather than someone who actually knew any substance or any issues, then we had all these first-time people that are just, I'll call them low information voters. I mean, they're not dumb people. They're smart at what they do. They're just ignorant in politics. And that has
you had actually told me that there's a big difference between the primary and now going into the general election. What can you tell us about that?
Okay. Normally, primary voters, normally we have about 8 to 10% max in primary elections or primary preference polls. They're not really elections. People have that misconception of what they are. But those are the voters that vote every time the election door, you know, the precinct doors are open. They go and they vote. And this time, because Donald Trump has 100% name ID recognition, he drew out more people than usual.
He's brought a lot of people, quote, into the party that normally would not have been out there voting. And I think, you know, there also is this, so tired of what is happening to our country that he has hit a nerve.
He certainly has. What scares me is that he hit the angry mob nerve, and this looks more like a French Revolution than the American Revolution. And it was made evident yesterday on the convention floor when you had all these angry people on both sides. I mean, it looked ugly. And from the outside looking in, it looked nothing more than corruption and backroom deals. And then that's what the DNC is known for. And here we are looking just like it. So how do we look even better to people that are looking out from the outside, these independents that can care less whether you're Democrat or Republican, they just want someone good or decent to vote for. And how's it going to look to them when they're looking at what just took place yesterday on the floor when you had the Secret Service and whips pushing the media off the floor so they couldn't report on the division going on. And the party is now divided. And the cause of that division is Donald Trump. His hateful rhetoric, his the things he said on the primary trail, the characters that he assassinated, the entire primary race, he took people down and over bald-faced lies. I mean, a lot of the stuff is just absolutely unsubstantiated lies that come out of his mouth. And it's never been proven, yet the media that would interview Trump will just allow him to say this, and they never checked him on it. They just let it go. And most of the media, and you know as well as I do, most of the mainstream media is liberal, and that's just the way they are.
And I'm WCRS in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm not accusing you of being liberal at all. But I'm talking about what people say on TV. These same people that don't get involved, that's what they see and hear. So they get manipulated that way.
So what's the future? What's the future of the Republican Party from your perspective, Robbie, and from the future of the election? You know, tonight Lieutenant Governor McMaster is going to put Donald Trump's name on the board to be the presumptive. He will be the nominee for the Republican Party. What is your feeling?
Well, I have a feeling that Trump will lose in a landslide to Hillary Clinton. And when you're
How can he lose to someone that lies all the time? Come on now.
Okay, you think Donald Trump's the bastion of truth?
No, I don't. But I'm just saying, as far as have you ever told a lie?
everyone's told some lies here or there. I'm not accusing everyone of being honest 100% of the time. There's only one perfect man that ever walked this earth. But what I mean is that Donald Trump has constantly, over the entire primary process, just lied his whole way there. He has BS'd his way in the entire process. He doesn't know any substance on any issues. And you can tell that by watching the debates. It made me cringe when he started to talk.
Don't you think he's starting to change, though, in truth? Don't you think he's starting to change?
Not whatsoever. Did you notice the interview on Monday morning, yesterday, on, I think, ABC News, where Mike Pence was talking about him, and he looked over at Donald, they're right next to each other, and he said, yeah, Donald speaks from the heart, and he had to interrupt Mike. He said, no, wait a minute.
Well, that's a clip, again, that the media is using to discredit him.
So that same media that built him up, the entire primary process.
I don't know, that was ABC, wasn't it?
Yes, that was ABC. Either way, most of the media gave him fairly positive coverage. It gave him a lot more percentage of coverage than other candidates did. So he was in the limelight, or prime time, more so than other candidates were. Because of his 100% name ID recognition, it was Donald Trump. He brought ratings. And those same ratings that they got for building him up during that process, they're not going to get tearing him down this entire process. So that same media is going to work against us now. You thought they were working for us at the beginning. Now they're going to work against us. And then they're going to prop Hillary up. Because they wanted this the whole time. They wanted a race between Trump and Hillary. That's what the media wanted. You can tell by how much they were salivating over this race. They've talked about it the whole time. So now we're stuck with it. And now we're going to live with what's happened. And all Hillary has to do to win is win every state Obama won, plus Ohio or Florida. And Obama won Florida last time. So if Obama could win Florida 4 years ago, Trump's not going to win it this time either. Hillary's going to win it also. Trump's actually turning North Carolina blue. It's a swing state now. Kansas she's leading 10 points ahead in Kansas at this time. She's winning in Arizona at this time. Like, she's going to win across the board. She's turning states that would usually go red blue, or is Trump actually. Because the cause of the division in the party is Trump. Because conservatives like me, who have principled over party, will never vote for a man like that who destroyed people's characters and lied the entire way and doesn't know anything about any substantial issue. Nothing whatsoever. He's got no brains behind his money. I mean.
All right. I've got to go. I appreciate you coming on and explaining your position. Thanks so much, Robbie, and we'll see whether you're right. You need to leave me a card so I can call you, okay? All right. Thank you so much.